rummaging among the very curious oddments she had put in her black silk reticule at the last moment for something to give her daughter. The buggy twinkled away in the sunlight and fine golden dust, up the hill and over. Keziah bit her lip, but Lottie, carefully finding her handkerchief first, set up a wail.
Mother! Grandma!
Mrs. Samuel Josephs, like a huge warm black silk tea cosy, enveloped her.
It's all right, my dear. Be a brave child. You come and play in the nursery.
She put her arm round weeping Lottie and led her away. Keziah followed, making a face at Mrs. Samuel Joseph's placket, which was undone, as usual, with two long pink corset laces hanging out of it. Lottie's weeping died down as she mounted the stairs, but the sight of her at the nursery door with swollen eyes and a blob of a nose gave great satisfaction to the SJs, who sat on two benches before a long table covered with American cloth and set out with immense plates of bread and dripping and two brown jugs that faintly steamed.
"Hello, you've been crying."
"Ooh, your eyes have gone right in." "Doesn't her nose look funny? You're all red and patchy."
Lottie was quite a success. She felt it and swelled, smiling timidly.
"Go and sit by Zadie, ducky," said Mrs. Samuel Josephs. "And Keziah, you sit at the end by Moses."
Moses grinned and gave her a nip as she sat down, but she pretended not to notice. She did hate boys.
"Which will you have?"
asked Stanley, leaning across the table very politely and smiling at her.
"Which will you have to begin with, strawberries and cream or bread and dripping?"
"Strawberries and cream, please," said she.
How they all laughed and beat the table with their teaspoons. Wasn't that a take-in? Wasn't it now? Didn't he fox her, good old Stan?
Ma, she thought it was real.
Even Mrs. Samuel Josephs, pouring out the milk and water, could not help smiling.
"You busted tease them on their last day," she wheezed.
But Keziah bit a big piece out of her bread and dripping and then stood the piece up on her plate. With the bite out, it made a dear little sort of a gate. Pooh! She didn't care. A tear rolled down her cheek, but she wasn't crying. She couldn't have cried in front of those awful Samuel Josephs. She sat with her head bent, and as the tear dripped slowly down, she caught it with a neat little whisk of her tongue, and ate it before any of them had seen. 2. After tea, Keziah wandered back to their own house. Slowly she walked up the back steps and through the scullery into the kitchen. Nothing was left in it but a lump of gritty yellow soap in one corner of the kitchen windowsill, and a piece of flannel stained with a blue bag in another. The fireplace was choked up with rubbish. She poked among it, but found nothing except a hair tidy with a heart painted on it that had belonged to the servant girl. Even that she left lying, and she trailed through the narrow passage into the drawing room. The Venetian blind was pulled down, but not drawn close. Long pencil rays of sunlight shone through, and the wavy shadow of a bush outside danced on the gold lines. Now it was still, now it began to flutter again, and now it came almost as far as her feet. Zoom, zoom! A bluebottle knocked against the ceiling. The carpet tacks had little bits of red fluff sticking to them. The dining room window had a square of coloured glass at each corner. One was blue and one was yellow. Keziah bent down to have one more look at a blue lawn with blue arum lilies growing at the gate, and then at a yellow lawn